Hi, Susan. Are you still with us?
Dr. Wright.
Yes, ma'am.
It is me. Okay. Listen, first off, I want to thank you many, many times over for all your help. You are just wonderful for the Northwest to have. My question is this. I have a sister with a disability. She's about 57, about 135 pounds. She's on mental health issue patented drugs. And I don't know at this point what she's on. But she was taken by another sister to have a CT scan yesterday or the day before. She's having them every 6 months because they, after a check of about a year and a half or 2 years ago, they thought maybe there was a cancer scare. And so they're checking her every 6 months with a CT scan. And the doctor said yesterday that her spleen was a little enlarged, not enough to remove it, which scared me. And I wanted to call you and see what you thought. I'm going to try to get her into one of your doctors, but because of the disability, I don't know if I can get her to come in. But I'm going to try really hard. So the next best thing is to talk to you first.
All right. Well, definitely whoever is working with her would need a few more details about what is going on with her, which are the patent medicines she's taking, and what's thought to be the cause of all of this. That doesn't mean that if I heard about all of them, I would necessarily believe them, but at least it's a starting place. Now, when the spleen is getting enlarged, as you probably know, the spleen and the thymus gland are the two big deals for the immune system. So it usually means the immune system is getting really active here. Does not at all implying autoimmune disease. It just means that the immune system might be doing such things as building a whole lot of white cells to fight disease or whatever.
Okay.
Now, if it's only a little bit enlarged, there frequently is something can be done about that. One of the first things that comes to mind is good old high-dose vitamin C. And what I mean by good old is this was pioneered in the 1940s, no less, by Dr. Frederick Klenner, who found that 50, 60, 70 grams of vitamin C a day, intravenously once a day, would kill nearly any germ he ever ran into. The most notable case I know of is a girl whose both legs were she was 9 years old. Both of her legs were paralyzed from polio. And after 2 weeks of those IVs, she was back walking. No kidding. Yeah. And so if the spleen is getting enlarged, one starts to think about germs, of course, because the immune system is getting really active. And another thing about high-dose vitamin C is that just very, very recently, East Virginia Medical College published studies on that dose of vitamin C, and that was just last year, ma'am, and they combined them with cortisol, which is natural to the body. I'm not talking about patent medicine cortisol, and a little bit of vitamin B1, and oh my goodness, they cut the death rate from what's called septic infection. They cut it down by 90%. I'm not kidding. So with no other information, I'd be thinking that the immune system is overstimulated. We need to do something to help the immune system, and those high doses of vitamin C might help, but that's all a hypothetical. We'd need more details. She'd need to be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.
Okay, but, and I didn't say, I forgot to tell you, she's dehydrated and has been for a long time, can't get her to drink more, and she's anemic, and that keeps happening.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And she's just, and her disability, she resists us trying to suggest these things. She puts her doctor on this big pedestal, but they don't suggest anything to help her. They just want to, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
They're not naturopaths. They just want to talk about maybe taking the spleen out at some point.
Well, good grief. Let's heal it instead. But that's just
my idea. Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
And the dehydration and the anemia, I suppose, and all the medication she's on probably all plays into this.
Well, it does. And how old did you say she is?
She's about 57.
Okay. Well, sometimes when we're 57 and if we're not digesting well, we don't get our iron in and we get anemic for that reason. That's a possibility. Oh. I can't tell you it's a for certainty.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to try to.
I wish I could help you more. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to get her down to your clinic. Thank you very much for your help.
Well, for what little it's worth, ma'am. Thank you for saying that.
Well, can I ask you again, how much did you say to give her of the C, vitamin C?
Oh, I didn't, ma'am, because those doses have to be given intravenously. They're huge, enormous doses, but they get rid of just about any germ there is. They get rid of them.
And you did suggest B1, or was that?
That goes in the IV with the vitamin C.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right. Okay, well, I'll see if I can get her down there to you guys.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. I hope you can. Good luck.
Thank you.